Welcome to the Solid Man Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Curry, licensed marriage and family therapist. SolidMan.com is an ongoing conversation designed to empower men to master the art of being a man. All right, guys. Good day. I'm glad you're here to listen. Today we are going to be talking about a concept called the proving grounds. So yeah, the proving grounds. This is an important thing to be able to embrace and kind of think about how that I do life. And so the proving grounds are actually about how you are tested, how the work that you're doing is tested. You're going to be tested. You're going to test your solid man stuff. All the work that you've been doing, building your internal core, building your frame, building your identity, building your positive self-worth. All that stuff is going to be tested on the proving grounds. And so where I get the idea of proving grounds, probably best it comes from the movie came out recently a couple years ago called Ford versus Ferrari. And in that movie, Carroll Shelby and Ken Miles are the two major characters. So we know Carroll Shelby. He's the guy that developed the Shelby. A lot of you guys have seen the car, the Mustangs, and different cars that he has. He really took the hot rod and really made some amazing movements with that and built some really, really cool cars. So Shelby was an actual person back in the 60s where he was developing this. And he was hired by Ford. I think it was Lee Iacocca, and one of the Ford guys hired him and Ken Miles. Ken Miles was the mechanic and driver. He eventually became the driver. They had a couple other drivers that kind of failed, but Ken Miles was just a beast when it came to driving. But he was the mechanic as well. And so Carroll Shelby was played by Matt Damon, Ken Miles by Christian Bale. It's a great movie. I really enjoyed it. It's pretty fun just watching how they actually did their stuff. It's a good story. But there's a part of the movie where they used the proving grounds. And so where they were building stuff, they were on an old airport or part of the Los Angeles airport or something like that. And so they had a big, huge area of the tarmac that they could drive on. And so they made a little track with that, and they built their prototypes. And because they were wanting to beat Ferrari in the Le Mans in France. It's a 24-hour race where you go as far as you possibly can in 24 hours. And for the longest time, Ferrari was just dominating in this. And so Ford, that's kind of audacious, thought they could build a car that would actually beat Ferrari. That's part of what the whole story is all about. But it never would have happened if they hadn't had the proving grounds. Because what the proving grounds was the grounds where they proved if the car had what it takes, if the car could actually move, if the car could actually do what it was supposed to do in that amount of time. So Ken Miles, as the driver, would take this car and just go out there and drive the heck out of the thing, just push it to the upper limits with the RPMs and pushing it around the corners and everything. And there's one point in the movie where they actually build a bigger engine than Ferrari because they want it to go faster. Problem is that because the car had a bigger engine, it was heavier. And because of that, what they found out was that the brakes would fail. And as a matter of fact, when the Christian Bale's or Ken Miles is actually pushing it so hard, at the first time it almost kills him because the brakes failed. And unfortunately, later in the movie, he's testing another car and the brakes fail, and that's where he actually dies. Sorry, that's maybe too much information, but that's what happened later. But this is what he's pushing the car out there and finally comes back in and he's limping this thing back in and he had just about killed himself and he's like, I know where the weakness is. And so they actually work it out to where They and it's pretty controversial what they do in the middle of the race. But in the middle of the race, they expected that the brakes would go out. And so what they did, you know how they come into the pit stop and they replace the tires and fill up with gas and all that. This time, in the middle of the race, they actually replaced the entire brake structure of the car. So they took the old brakes off, put the new ones on, which were able to withstand the new the second half of the race, and they actually won without controversy, because they questioned whether that was a legal move to make or not. But the whole point that I'm making is that when Ken Miles drove the car into the ground, he found out where the weak point was, and then that helped them to be able to determine, this is what we've got to strengthen, we know what our weakness is, here's how we can make it work so that we can win this race. Now, what am I talking about, guys? How does this bring you into this game? It's because, guess what? Real life is going to test you. And real life is your proving grounds. Okay, you're not pushing your car to the limits to see what it's made of. You're pushing you to see what you've learned and see what you have built internally. So this happens with your relationships. For sure, there's a couple areas that your proving grounds are, but your relationships are one of the most significant proving grounds that you have in your life. This could be with your family of origin, could be with your friends, it could be with your relationships at work, but especially and most profoundly, your proving grounds are with your woman. And your woman is going to call you out, and she's going to see what kind of material you're actually made of. Because she needs something from you in order to feel secure under your fortitude. She needs that fortitude. And this is what's commonly called shit tests. And shit tests sometimes feel way annoying. But you got to remember, they're not a bad thing. She's testing to find out what kind of material you're made of. To see if you're going to be able to provide for her the security and safety that she needs. And this is a really important part of this whole thing. She wants to find out what you're made of, and if the work that you've done is real and creates security for her. So it's going to be something like you're going to really test how you emotionally regulate. When your lizard brain goes off, she's going to criticize you, or she's going to accuse you of something, and you're just going to go, it's not fair, dang it, why is she pushing me like this? And you're going to find out, am I good at emotionally regulating? Remember, that's what Lesson 13 is, and some of the other things I've recorded to really tell you how to be able to become a man who is very strong, connected to your emotions, and being able to take care of yourself from that. And how you go off, and if your emotional energy lets loose, and you get angry, and you yell, it shows you're not emotionally regulating well at all. So this really tests, are you good at emotionally regulating, or is anger taking over when it shouldn't be? That's a really big part of this. Or it might be a time in your relationship. When do you speak up? When you need to. Most of us have gone silent. We're withdrawn. We're isolated. And we don't use our voice the way we need to. And so there are a lot of times when it's either for justice or being able to say what you need and want. There's times when you just have to say no. When you need to say no. And it's important to be able to test, you're being tested. Am I willing and able to use one of the most powerful parts of my life, my voice, to say no, or to say, wait a second, or that's not okay, or holding someone accountable for their poor behavior when they're treating you disrespectfully, or whatever. And so, but sometimes it actually is wise to stay silent, and so that's a really important part as well. But you're going to be tested. Are you using your voice? Do you have a strong voice? And that's a big part of this whole thing. It's going to be when times that really tests whether you maintain your frame or whether you crumble, whether you're able to hold a strong sense of self or a strong sense of self-worth, whether you're able to hold on to your values and your character in sticky situations. That tells all about who you are and what you are. And every one of these situations is a big part of testing. It's our proving grounds. And so this is going to be give you a really good sense of where you are on the journey And you're going to be able to find out, oh, this is something I need to work on. Or you're going to find out, dang, I've come a long ways. I used to never do that. I used to always get upset, or I used to fly off the handle. But I really kept my cool that time and said, no, that's okay. I don't need that. Or whatever. But testing in your relationships, you can make a really, really good assessment of your capacities and your growth areas. And it's all because she's doing the shit test. They're not that annoying. Well, they are kind of annoying. But just see them as, this is my proving grounds. She's testing me to find out what kind of work I've done, what kind of man I am, what kind of source of security am I for her. The second category, and you guys know this if you've read lessons 6 or 5 and 6, and this is the void. The void is easily one of the great places that are our proving grounds that really test us to find out who we are. So if you remember, the void is all about times of uncertainty or limitation, emptiness, and even to the point of death. Death is a really significant void construct. And so these are times in your life when you have no clue what's going on, or you have no idea what to do. And these are really difficult times, and they are there to make you or break you. And the void is your proving grounds. The void tests you. It tests what you're made of. It tests if you're going to break. It tests if you have confidence in the face of the void. Now remember, the void does create confident men. The more you move through your void experiences without doing your regular avoidance behaviors, that helps you to learn who you really are and that you have what it takes. You're going to find out some really, really cool parts about you, that you are not so dang fragile, that you're stronger than you think you are, and you can handle a heck of a lot more than you ever imagined. That's what the void does for us. You come out the other side much more confidence. So the void are times like when you lose a job, let's say when your wife has a miscarriage, or maybe your son is diagnosed with a chronic disease. That happened to me when my son was 11. He was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. It might be the time you got cancer. I had that last year. My wife had it 8 years ago when we had cancer. Maybe when your father dies. My dad's still alive, but my mom died when I was 29. That's one of my biggest void experiences that I've ever had. It could be like when your best friend has an affair, or maybe your wife even has an affair. Super big void construct. So whatever it is, the void will test you to see what you believe about yourself and if you believe that you have what it takes. That's what it's going to test. It's going to really test, what are you going to do in those situations? What are you going to say in those situations? And so it really tests what kind of work that you've really done. Solid man material is all about creating a strong man with a strong frame. And I want you to be able to pass the test, but you've got to be able to be in the proving grounds. And so I don't know if you guys have ever seen The House of Cards, but there was a TV show out there for a while on Netflix, I think. Anyway, there's a line in The House of Cards. So Francis, he's the main character, is a total weasel, power broker type of politician. Anyway, he has a man he's trying to set up for a position in politics. And he asks, will he wither or will he thrive? And I love that line because it's a great question. Will he wither or will he thrive? And it turns out the guy that he was talking about actually washes out because he gets all embroiled in all these sex scandals and drugs and all that. And the chances are Francis set him up to fail anyway. And the guy chokes out and he withers. He doesn't thrive. But the same question exists for you. Will you wither or will you thrive when you're faced with real life and the shit hits the fan? You get the void in your face. And so it's really, really important to be able to just see life as the proving grounds. Your breaks will go out. But you know what? You're going to find your weak spots. You're going to find out what your weaknesses are. And now you have a chance to build on that and get stronger and find ways to create a stronger sense of self and to develop your ability to use the tools that you have, like your voice or your strength or your influence to move towards strength and thriving. You're not so fragile. You're not going to wither unless you choose to give up. And that's when we avoid the tests and we choose to wither. We're never going to find out what we're made of, and we will never be able to pivot and make the appropriate changes in real time if we avoid. We're not going to learn because we are afraid. We're afraid of making mistakes, or we're afraid of being seen as inadequate, or we're afraid of being seen as imperfect because deep inside we don't think we're good enough. But you gotta get the hell over that. Guess what? You are inadequate. You are imperfect. So let the world test you. Let life test you. Or better yet, don't just let life test you and be passive about it. That's a good role. That's a good thing to let it happen and to embrace it. But you know what? You can actually put yourself into those situations that push you into discomfort. You can be like Ken Miles and drive yourself a little further to test yourself to see what you are made of. Something may break or might not quite work right, but that's okay. Because guess what? You're going to learn what you're made of, and you're going to make that thing better, since now you know what to work on. So, life is your proving grounds. Your relationships are the proving grounds. The void is your proving grounds. So push into whatever it is that's a little uncomfortable or a little uncertain. Might be a little exposing of what you're not really good at. Or it might be whatever you are afraid of. Regardless, it's important to embrace life as your proving grounds and get yourself out there to find out what you're actually truly made of. As always, gentlemen, stay solid, my friends.